Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ask Sue show. A big hello, because I know we're going to have a very good show tonight. And tonight, we are bringing together the Ask Sue show and the New York Warriors. I'm very excited about this show, and I've got to say to everybody, there is a lot of passionate people about what we're going to be talking about tonight. But I do ask everybody to please keep respectful. Please remember that, you know, even my children listen to the show, so I don't know if they're listening upstairs tonight, but please, you know, we may have listeners that, you know, of a certain thing. And also, we need to be professional. We need this. It's going to be going onto YouTube. I'm going to be downloading it after the show. So it's going to go onto YouTube. And we need to know, we need the whole world to know about the NYACNC. And, of course, now, it's quite funny. I didn't ask Howard to join us tonight. And you know what Howard's like for the Go Green events and the cheerleading. And I know he would have been excellent for the New York Warriors. So maybe we'll get him to get the pom-poms out another night. But I've also got to say, hope that Howard and Kathy are getting well very soon, and so sending healing to them too. Now, I've done a little bit of a poem, and you'll have a little bit of a jig at this, I'm sure, but just something I just very quickly chucked together. I thought, how can I start the show? And I thought, we'll start with a little poem, okay? So here you go. I've not practiced, so it could be an absolute downfall. We'll see how it goes, okay? New York Warriors are a great crew. We need to join forces. We know what to do. It's not for ego. It's called a team. Shout up for the animals or even scream. It's all about the animals, cats and dogs too. We will not stop. It's up to me and you. There is so much money going to the old guy. Let's look at Bloomberg and say a big goodbye. All advocates, it's time to remember those we couldn't save. We got to stop and draw the line. We dug deep and we gave. With all types of dogs, like the good dog Miller, he died in the cage. Did he even get dinner? We, the advocates, are all over the world, sharing, tweeting, and donating dollars and pounds. No time for nonsense. We all ask around. We ask for fosterers, transporters, and adopters. We all have lack of sleep, and some need to see the doctors. It eats inside you and makes us all feel ill. It's from taking in the sadness, and from trying to save three dogs and ending up saving nil. So it's time to make changes for the best. Let's tell the world about the protest. Make some pictures and some posters. Might get some for the protest or new fosters. Add your friends, share the news. New York Warriors, join Ask Sue too. Woo! I did it! Hope that was all okay for you. That was my little part of a bit of a poem for today, and hope that cheers you all up and you've got big smiles now. I've got to say a big hello to everybody in the chat room tonight. We've got Adrian and Nick, Chrissy, we've got quite a few guests. We've got Laura, we've got Jill, we've got the New York Warriors, and we've got Tabitha. So a big hello to everybody. And a big three cheers for the New York Warriors in the chat room as well. So hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. So with no further ado, I know that they have got, of course, some girls with passion. And I always like this phrase you guys in America say, are you kidding me? And I am certain that we're going to hear that a few times tonight. So with no further ado, let's see who we've got on first. We have got area code 570. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Now, who am I getting here?
This is Barbara Stewart.
Hey, Barbara, how are you doing? I know you've been struggling trying to get in the chat room, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I might be in the UK, but the little birds are good at giving me messages.
That's good. I just wanted to call and say hello and thank you for having us on your show and thank you for doing this show. I appreciate it, as I'm sure all of the other warriors appreciate it. All we're trying to do is help the animals, basically, and make everyone aware of what's going on, particularly at the ACC, and just say thank you.
Barbara, tell everybody about the protest that you're obviously organizing. I know you've been working very hard behind the scenes for that. And also, I know people are always want to know what they can do to help, even if they're like us in the UK.
I think that anyone can help just by spreading the word, making them aware of what's going on, and just giving support. We have a rally coming up on Saturday, September 21st, in front of the Animal Care and Control Center. That would be on 110th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. And we have been holding protests there every month so far since we started our first one, with the exception of August. We want the ACC to know that the New York Warriors will not go away. We will not stop until we have reform. We are voters. We vote to put these people in office, and I would expect them to listen to their constituents and what they have to say. This is how we feel. The animals don't deserve what they get. Just because they're homeless, they don't deserve it. They just don't. It's not fair to them. It makes me want to cry every time I think about what happens to them. And this is one of the reasons why I started what I do, because I can't take it. And every time I look at the screen and I see this one's gone and that one is gone, it just brings me to tears. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, listen, just get yourself together for a minute. Let me just say to everybody, right, New York Warriors have worked so hard behind the scenes, and I think everybody will agree with me. While Barbara gets herself together, we are all sick and tired of seeing these poor dogs and cats in these pictures. And it was like the other day somebody said to me that 60 cats have been killed in one night. It's just not acceptable. There is no reason for this.
And I've got to say
to everybody, the one rant I have really got to say to everybody is this. Don't sit there just sharing these dogs and these cats. This has got to go further, right? And we have got some fantastic lasses here that are going to put a protest together. And trust me, if I had the money to get on a plane, I would come from the UK and I would stand right next to these girls any day of the week. If I got the money to get on a plane and come over, I would be stood right by them. I can promise you. So if I'm saying that, why the hell in New York are you guys not doing exactly the same thing? I want everybody who can to stand right next to these girls and shout as loud as you can, okay? Because it's no good sitting there saying, oh, it's so terrible, 60 cats got killed in one day.
Exactly.
Oh, this one died in the cage. Shut your mouth whinging about it and get up there and protest. It is no good continuing with this little bit of sharing, oh, we've shared two posts, so that's enough for today. Well, it is not. This is when it's got to step up a gear. The end of the egos, the end of the crap that I keep seeing on Facebook, this is where we have to join forces and stand up for what we believe. We are the voice for the voiceless. We are advocates for the animals, and this crap has got to stop. This is when we all join forces and stand up and be counted. They will keep taking the mick out of us, all these political people, until as advocates stand together strong. And I've got to say a big hug to you, Barbara, because I know you're one of the very many that are literally sharing like mad and trying to make a difference and going out on the streets and literally getting out there. And, you know, it's like I say to everybody, though, we're all doing our part. You know, I do the shows, you're doing the protests, you know, people are cross-posting. I respect everybody. But for those that can get to the protest and don't, there is no excuse.
I agree with you, Sue. I just like to say 100% I agree with you. There are millions of people in New York City alone. We are in front of the ACC, in front of the Manhattan Animal Care and Control Center. Manhattan alone has 8 to 10 million people. We share like crazy. I come in from another state. I can't understand why people can continue to just share. I mean, yes, I'm not going to take anything away from anyone, because what anybody does is beneficial for them. But, I mean, we have a protest maybe once a month, and I think that there's strength in numbers. Our group is all about the animals, and that's all it's about is the animals. All the people that are in the Warriors, they're all very passionate people. We do for the animals what we can do. I do have true warriors in this group, and I think they're great. They're awesome. I love every one of them, and we all love each other. We all get along, and we all help each other out, you know, and that's a good thing that we are like that. What I don't understand is why don't more people come out and help support? I mean, we are right in front of where all the animals are getting killed.
Yep.
You know?
And Bob, you're absolutely right. I've got to say to people again, you know, there is some groups that have got thousands in, and there's some groups that have got, say, a couple hundred, 300, right? But nobody needs to judge numbers, right? Numbers mean nothing in that sense.
They mean nothing.
Because
you can have
10 people in a group that do everything, and you can have 10,000 people that do nothing.
Exactly. Absolutely correct.
And do you know what, Bob? I've got to say that, you know, of course, I did the odd show with about the NYACC, and of course, I was talking to Tabitha just the other day, and I was saying to her, look, you know, I've heard about the protest, and I'm thinking, why, you know, do you want me to expose this? You know, what do you want me to do? You know, and trying to do something. And soon as I found your event, straight away, I added all my friends, I shared it to all my groups, I shared it to my profile, and it probably took me 10 minutes. I ask everybody on that event, what excuse have you got today for not sharing that and not adding all your friends and just sparing 10 minutes? Even if you don't go to the protest, even if you don't make any posters, even if you can't do anything else, 10 minutes at the very most just to add all your friends and share it to your profile and share it to your groups.
Right.
That isn't going to hurt you. Even if you are sitting in a wheelchair or you're sitting there depressed, or if whatever it is that you may be wrong, there is no excuse why you can't do that.
Well, you know, not even that. I mean, even if it's someone, I understand some people are homebound and they can't leave their homes, but even if they are homebound, there's research you can do. You can find out what is going on at the ACC.
Yes.
Why is this all going on in the ACC? Why do they have gag orders? Why do they not answer our questions? There are a lot of things that you can question and you can research and look up on the computer, things that you can make phone calls, write letters. If you're homebound and you can't leave your home, there are other things that you can do. If you can't make it, you can, those are your other choices, you know, letters, phone calls, research, all of that. So there is always something that someone can do. And I don't want to keep you on the phone long because I know there are other warriors waiting to call in.
Hey, Barbara, listen to me. You take as long as you want because you've worked very hard. And you know, you've done an absolute fantastic job. And I want everybody to please just keep sharing and, you know, keep adding to the event. Well, just remind me, what's the name of the event? I've actually got, John, I've just shut the window down and I've got to reopen again.
It's the New York Warriors Rally. Against the ACC. It's a rally for reform of the ACC, and it's on September 21st, which is a Saturday between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Okay.
And I want to thank you so much. Just the fact that I'm on here really touches my heart, and it's for the animals, and it's always been about the animals, and it will always be about the animals, Sue.
Absolutely. And this is the thing, it's about joining forces and being united. And again, you know, just giving a voice to the voiceless. Because I've just got to tell everybody, you know, while we're doing this show tonight, there is dogs that in a few hours, and cats in a few hours, that are going to be killed for no reason except the fact that they were either handed in or they were found.
Homeless, because they were homeless. So they're homeless, they've given a death sentence. That's why. And, you know, and here's another thing. I have invited other groups to our events and no response. I am not above inviting other people, joining in with other groups. This is one of the reasons why we started groups in other states. You know, we do have groups in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, New York. We did have one in California, but we have a few rough edges we have to smooth out over there. But the reason why I tried starting them in other states is so that we can all join together. And if we have representation in all of the states, maybe we can all join forces as one big group and then show maybe the people of the nation, the country, that, hey, we are the people and we are tired of the way you are treating our animals.
Exactly.
That's how I feel.
The thing is, at the end of the day, and I've got to quote people that have had a go at me in the sense of, oh, well, you're in the UK, keep your nose out and everything. Yeah, you're right, I'm in the UK, and I'm trying to share awareness of what's going on in your country. So at the end of the day, excuse me, why aren't you sharing it?
Yes, exactly. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're here.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if you're over there. We have supporters in Italy. We have people in Italy that support us. They, you know, so, I mean, it's all over the it's not only happening here. It happens everywhere. I just happen to think that here in New York is pretty bad. The comparison here, it's been capitalized on, the ACC, whatever goes on in there, and... They just there's no reason for it. Nobody wants to give us any answers. We ask questions and they don't give us answers. And every time we ask the ACC questions, they push us off onto someone else, or I can't talk, or we have somebody that will answer those questions for you, but nobody gives you any answers.
Yep,
it's a smoke screen. There's a lot of smoke screening going on over there too, you know. So listen, I want to give the other people a chance to talk, and I want to say thank you to you and what you're doing, and thank you for getting us out there in our name. And I just want to say I love all you guys out there.
Just remember, anytime you need anything as far as promoting the events or anything, give me a shout anytime you like.
Thank you so much.
On the show anytime, okay?
Thank you so much, Sue. You're going to make me cry. God bless you.
Oh, and listen, if I win the lottery between now and then, I'll stand by at the protest, okay?
I love you guys. Thank you. I love you, Warriors.
All right. Love you, too. Catch you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that, of course, was Barbara Stewart, and I thank her very much for calling into the show tonight. Do you know what? I love people that are so passionate. And just let me say something. People say, we'll be listening and think, oh, listen to her crying. Let me just say to people, the thing with crying is it just shows that you've got a heart. That is not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength and somebody who's positive and who's trying to do their best. And I totally respect. So let's go next to the next caller, and I'm sure they'll be just as passionate and just as crazy as me. Area code 508, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Sue. This is Carrie from Massachusetts. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I love your English accent. Are you a pie and custard girl?
If you saw my muscle of my stomach, you'd say so.
Oh, it's a good thing. Definitely. I just want to thank you also for having us on the show. And I want to tell Barb she did an awesome job. I'm inspired now to continue on and speak out. My thing, I got involved with the Warriors when I ran into Barb accidentally on Facebook. And, you know, it seems like both Barb and the Warriors had the right idea. It was all about the animals.
Yeah,
definitely. And here I am. You know, I've done my first protest, met my first real-life rapper, and now I'm doing my first radio show due to these people.
Absolutely. You do know what? We never know what's right in the corner, I tell you, especially in the Ask Sue shoot. We never know what's going to be next. But I'll tell you, you know, it's been brilliant working with all of the Warriors this last week. Do you know what I mean? It's been absolutely fantastic. And it's good to have people that are passionate about what they do and all connecting and everything. It's been really, really good. Really good. So
yes.
Are you going to this? How far are you away from the protest then?
I'm about 3.5 hours away, depending upon the traffic. So, it's not a bad drive.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So I take it you're going to the protest this time?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. I adopted
excellent.
A cat from death row back in March when I first discovered it. And she's absolutely precious and adorable. Actually, I ended up adopting two. And from that experience and continuing, you know, to look into it, I decided that I was going to dedicate myself to ending that. And
can I ask you, seeing you're somebody that's actually adopted from there, were you able to go, how is the adoption process there? When you actually were able to do it, how easy did you find it? You know, what sort of state were the cats in? Tell me about that.
I had a unique experience. The cat I adopted had a very severe URI. The picture of her was just terrible. You know, I mean, you could tell she was just on death's door. And I called Angelical. They pulled her and immediately took her to a vet they use in Brooklyn. And I pledged her entire vet bill, whatever that might be. And 3 weeks later, after numerous times of me saying, where is my cat? How is she doing? You know, numerous emails, I was able to pick her up. And she was still sick. And 48 hours later, I was at my own vet, you know, having her treated again. So I had probably a very unique experience with it because I don't think the vet in Brooklyn did a very good job. And I'm not And I don't say this in a bad way. I don't think Angelical thought I would really follow through with my pledge, and I did every dime of it.
Yeah.
So I had a very unique experience in that way. You know, I had no dealings whatsoever with the ACC. Now, I did once. I sent them an email, and I said, okay, I've heard all these rumors regarding you. I want to see what you're like. You know, I want to come there. I want to see.
Yes.
And I did go there, and I was given a very abbreviated tour by a very nice young lady who takes care of their public relations. But I wasn't able to really see a lot or find out, you know, a lot of, you know, in-depth information.
Okay. See, I can honestly say if I came over from the UK over to you and I was to come to the ACC, I'd insist on wanting to go and see. And I think this is the thing. It's all this behind closed doors and everything. And let's face it, if you put a big high fence up, everybody always wants to look over it.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happening here. If they just open the doors, even if they had an open day or, you know what I mean, and let people see what's going on, you know, there's loads of people that would be quite happy to volunteer. And, you know, we could, amazingly, I know that if those fences were actually taken down and we were able to look in and we were able to help, how much more we would be able to do and how many dogs and cats we'd be able to save. And this is what is upsetting for so many people. It's the fact that we've got so many people that are willing to help, but we just can't get to them.
You know, and I absolutely agree with that. You know, what could possibly, what you know, in your imagination, what could you even imagine could be so top secret at an animal shelter? It should be an open and inviting place so that they, you know, and they're a nonprofit, so that they were getting more funding and they were getting more volunteers. And, you know, that is a very perplexing aspect of their business. Absolutely.
Exactly, exactly. I've just got to say, my big black and white cat has just come and jumped straight on my lap as if to say, well, I'm being part of it. So you've even got another warrior now.
You got another one?
Yeah, my cat is literally sat straight on me. He's just walked straight across the room and jumped straight on my lap.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of cats. I have five. And I do. It is absolutely devastating to me. Sometimes I have to just stop looking. Last night they had 59 cats on death row. 59.
Good, good.
That was staggering. That was utterly staggering. And, you know,
And do we know how many have actually survived? How many have actually been rescued?
No, I haven't looked through it today to find out yet. It's really, until about 24 hours pass, you can't really tell a lot.
Right.
So I haven't looked back through. But if you go to the death row pages every night and you read each cat's bio, many, many of those animals, cats and dogs, have only been there between 24 and 72 hours. They are diagnosed on the same day that they're put on death row, they're diagnosed and the vet starts them on an antibiotic. Why are you even bothering, you know, if you're going to kill them?
Yeah.
You're not even following even close to a length of time for treatment. And, you know, let's face it, it's a cold. And those antibiotics do work. And, yes, I know some cats are difficult to give their medication. I have five. There are ways of doing it. If you are trained, you know, you need properly trained people that are caring and compassionate, making sure that's done.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely right. Well, you know, and this is the thing. I think it's they're not knowing enough, and I'm just reading the chat room as well, and Jill's just saying the adoption fees at the shelter aren't high. The adoption fees are as follows. Dogs and puppies up to 6 months are $150. And 7 months to 6 years, $75. Do you
right.
mean? So, you know, the thing is, but why are they not being, obviously, there is something that is stopping this from them being rehomed. And obviously, I'm in the UK, so I can share the links, of course, but it's no good me getting involved as far as rehoming them because I can't do anything. Do you know what I mean? So I share everything else, but as far as getting in. Now, the thing, as far as I can see, when I do look at these things, and I must say that I think everybody will agree with me, there are certain ones that just touch the heart a little bit more. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? We all have our little favourite ones. You know, one that had just, you looked into the eyes and there was a glint of something you can't explain, and then the next day you read it and they've been killed and whatever. And there was one that I remember, and I don't remember the name now, I'll be honest, but it was all dressed up and it got like a pink little scarf round and everything. And I looked at this and I was like, oh my goodness, they've killed her. And I looked down the links and I was like, hold on a minute, I'm looking at down all these posts and all these people offering, there's all these people connecting, and it still died.
That's absolutely like, true. Just a couple of days ago.
And I just find that mind-boggling, and I think everybody will agree with me. I mean, I'm in the UK, so obviously I don't know. I have never seen the building. I don't know a thing. But what I do see is the calculations and of all of these people that are trying to make a difference, and they're stopping. What exactly are they achieving by stopping these dogs and cats from being killed? Never mind, let's take the politics out of all this for a minute and everything else to do with Bloomberg. What exactly are they achieving by having these dogs and cats put down?
You know, I actually, that is the million-dollar question, because I've often asked that of myself and others, you know, what can they possibly gain from this? And I really have no idea. You know, I can't come up with anything in my wildest imagination that anyone has to gain from that happening. And you see this many times, where the pledges are very high, there's rescues, and for whatever reason, that dog or that cat, you know, they're killed anyway. So I really, you know, that's another one of those secret things that there's just no answer for, or either it isn't made public.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to say to everybody that just for the talking that I've been doing so far, I'm already thinking that we will be doing another show, obviously a follow-up show, but I want to get numbers of the places that I can call and the people that I can call, because I want to do phone calls live from the show where we can actually hear what these people are saying to me. Because the UK accent, and they suddenly think that it's gone international as well, and also for the fact that, you know, we've got to ask these questions. And I've got no, I know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we need a day when everybody blocks up phone lines, when everybody works together and we all block the emails and we get in touch. It's got to go further than what it has so far, you know. And I've got to say, you know, it's like Laura's done a petition, we've done all these things. People need to sign these petitions. Don't just look at it, read it, and then share it. You need to sign it yourself. Don't think because you shared it, 10 people will sign it. Every single signature makes a difference, even if you're in the UK or wherever you are.
You know, and I agree with that. You know, the more voices, the better. And I think that definitely applies internationally, especially to New York, because it's a very, you know, it's like going to the United Nations when you're walking the streets of New York. It is a very international city, and I think it should matter to them what the rest of the world thinks.
Yeah.
So I do agree with that. And I agree, you know, things have got to go, they've got to go further. They've got to reach board of directors. They've got, you know, it's actually a perplexing situation, because it seems like they just ignore us, they block us out, and, you know, these are the people who vote and pay their salaries. You know, these people should have a huge say in what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to go to the next caller, but thank you so much for calling in, and big hugs from the UK. And hopefully if we win the lottery, I'll see you at the protest.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, and you. Thanks for calling in. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Just so passionate, so easy to talk to, so everything. But it's just so wrong looking at all this, isn't it? It's just absolutely disgusting. Anyway, if anybody else wants to call in, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Please call in. I'll go to the next caller. I haven't got a number, so maybe from the UK. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, it didn't say unmuted, sorry.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I just found your show, and I wanted to talk about my dog really quick, because the same thing happened, but I don't know if it was if he was really sick or it was the medicine.
Okay. Okay, and is this in New York? Is it the ACC?
No, this is California.
Oh, right, okay, okay. And was this on the same sort of setup as the ACC, though?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. I'm sorry. I just read the description.
It's okay. But tell me anyway, while you're on the line, tell me about your story.
He was a Shih Tzu, and what happened was he started, like, sneezing a lot, and so we took him to the vet, and they gave him some medicine, and you know what? I threw all that stuff away, but I had never gave him that medicine before, because when he's had colds, like, I don't know, he just got over it, but this one, he seemed like he was kind of really, like, I don't know, like, sniffing, and then his boogers were coming out, so we took him, and they gave us this medicine, but the medicine made him, like, drowsy, and they had told us it would get him drowsy, but he got drowsy, and he never woke up.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about this. I just barely found out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, can you give me an email? My email address is asksueshow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can ask me on Facebook, Ask Sue, and then a space, and then Radio Show. You can add me on Facebook as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And I've got to say to everybody, you know, at the end of the day, we do need to remember that it isn't just New York that has got these issues. You know, we have got this literally all over America with different situations going on. Next caller, area code 914. Hi, welcome to the show. Hello? Hello?
Sue?
Hello, how are you doing, love?
It's Joanne.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm sure
you've got plenty to say, so I'll let
you have
a little
rant. Yes, we do. First, I need to say, go Warriors. We're going to do this on September 21st. Don't forget. And we would love to have you, Sue. I've been listening to some of the topics that have been going on with the adopting. Why is the city getting away with adopting such sick dogs? That's one issue. And the rescues should really address this to the ACC because they have to pay vet bills that are astronomical, and even the public adoptions. I saw last week that two public adoptions brought back the dogs the next day because they were too sick. You know, and you know, you're adopting a dog, but you don't expect to have to pay thousands of dollars to bring them back to healthy, you know, animals.
Yeah.
And the city should take more responsibility with that. And also Miller, what happened with Miller? You know, we need answers. We're never going to get them. But why should a dog? I mean, he wasn't the healthiest of dogs, but there was no indication of him being terminally ill, you know, that he dies in his cage and 3 to 4 hours later they say, why is it Miller eating, you know? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
And then also the treatments. By law, they have to provide medical care, vaccinations, drugs, and that's why a lot of people do see that the vets say continue treatment, and the dog is put on the list, you know, that night. But they have to do that by law, which is kind of ridiculous. And then also, excuse me, have a hairball. they do. I've heard that they do get money. I don't know how much money, but it's more feasible for the city to destroy the animal opposed to health it, you know, feed them, pay for hourly workers, and, you know, that whole scenario. So it's a bunch of things. And also, good news out of all this, Bill de Blasio is ahead of Christine Quinn. Hope he could stay this way because he has advocated a lot for the animals, the carriage horses, and also the ACC, which would be a wonderful thing. And I think New York should really heed that call with him.
Yeah.
Because if Christine Quinn gets in, that's not going to be a good thing for the ACC. And there's a lot that just goes on, and it's all political BS is really what it is. And they get away with it because it's run by the city. It's overseen by the Board of Health, breaking all health codes possible. And like I said, if it was you or I that had this rescue or even a grooming shop, we would be shut down because the filth, the holes in the walls, the inoculation records, and, you know, everything. It's just very sad what goes on. And we as the Warriors, we are we don't ask for donations. We don't ask for money from people. We're doing this. They're hitting the streets, giving out flyers, educating New Yorkers that there are three kill shelters in New York City. And so many New Yorkers do not know this. They don't know. I had a grooming shop, and a lot of my customers, you know, I would tell them about the ACC. They said, the ASPCA? I said, no, the ACC, totally different. It's Animal Care and Control. And you know, I would tell them. And they're so unaware of it. So unaware.
Yeah.
So the flyers will be, you know, helping a lot. And also, you know, just the voices out in the streets. And you know, it's time, New York, to wake up. We got to do this. We got to, and we have to do it together. You know, a handful of people aren't going to make a difference. They need numbers. They need voices. You know, how many dogs is going to take to kill before something is done? We got to get up off of the keyboards and onto the streets. You know, we appreciate, you know, the sharing and everything we do, but it's not working. It's not working. And they're killing more and more. They're up to, what, 15, 16 dogs? That's only the dogs. I can't even imagine the cats. I can't even imagine.
Well, somebody had messaged me to say that the other night they'd done like 59, 60 in one night of cats.
Oh, my God. Well, that was...
Can I ask you, Joe? I've done other things, you know, well, as far as exposure things. And the one thing that we found out, there are a lot of cats and dogs were being killed and actually being rendered, and they were actually being paid for the rendering.
Yes, yes.
Could
and
this
don't
actually
forget,
be the case there as well?
You need by law a certain license. I think it's a C license, and that gives them like. Pet stores, independent pet stores, other places that sell like rodents and dogs and cats. That gives them the right to sell to rendering companies, labs, you know, research. And that's the other thing also is the you know, we could talk about the research and everything. And like I said, again, it's run by the city. It's overseen by the Board of Health. They are breaking rules and health codes. So what makes us not think that they are doing the wrong thing also? And where and who are giving them money for each, you know, body that they give? And it will – it's cheaper to kill the animal – it will save them money. They will make money and save money instead of keeping them, you know, getting them well and keeping up with them. Then, again, you have to question if, say, the Agriculture Department comes down, which are supposed to supervise all the shelters in New York, and if they come down and say they close the ACC down, they tell them to clean up their act, and then what? They can't euthanize healthy dogs. You know, there are two reasons they could euthanize, and that's a sickness, which is the kennel cough, which is a bunch of BS, and also aggression, when they don't do well on the eval, and they get an NH, that they deem them aggressive. So that gives them just cause to euthanize. But again, the kennel cough is nothing. Nothing. And a lot of dogs do get upper respiratorials and pneumonia and canine influenza and also parvo. And again, you got to question the sloppiness of the workers. They throw them in infected cages. They don't change the waters. You know, they lie in their poo, you know, for hours. Look, Miller, dead for hours. I mean, oh, why isn't this dog eating? Hello? You know, and it's just sad. And that's only to name a few, because there was a couple of months ago, I can't remember the dog's names, but there was two within a week. One dog with a perforated rectum bled to death in the cage. And that you got a question, because where is the medical on that? You know, and if the dog was, you know, that bad, I mean, you know, what kind of vets are you employing here? I mean, they're probably rejects from the vet world, because no vet in their right mind would ever work like for this.
See, Joe, the other thing is, I mean, I've got to say to people that have just fallen upon the show and are listening in, we are talking about the NYACC, and I've just got to say to you, Joe, you know, a lot of people will be listening to the show that have not heard about this before, and they're saying, well, hold a minute, who is it that's supposed to be, you know, an investigator? Or, like, in the UK, we've got the RSPCA, and obviously you guys have got the SPCA and that. Who is it that's supposed to go around and actually check these shelters and these different places? Who's actually above all of them that says, no, hold on a minute, this is not good enough? Do you mean, who is it?
The New York State Agriculture Department oversees all the shelters, and they do the inspections. But you're talking about how many shelters and how many inspectors, and what do they come, once every 3 years, if that? You know, and they call, and they call, and they say, well, we'll be here at such and such a time on such and such a date. Hello. <Yes. laughs> You know?
Yeah.
And that brings us about 2 years ago, when Julie Bank was the director, Thomas Hurley, who's the CEO of the Board of Health, he oversees everything with the shelter, he was making a visit. So what does Julie Bank do? Tells the employees to work 24 hours overnight to clean up the place and also ship like 50 dogs to Brooklyn. So that's what they did, and Hurley came in, and he was only given a tour to certain parts also. So, again, it goes to show you how corrupt it is, because, I mean, if you're inspecting and this is, you know, you're in charge of this, aren't you going to want to see this section, that section? I would want to see the whole thing. But, again, it's corrupt. It's really corrupt. But back to the Agriculture Department. Now, I've heard also that you have a better shot of getting in touch with the Attorney General, the New York State Attorney General, on this. So that might be another venue to look
in. Well, see, what I'm actually thinking, Joanne, and I know the New York Warriors won't mind helping me with this, is the fact that I'm wanting all of the numbers to these, I'm going to say people, okay, but that isn't really what I want to say. I'm going to be polite tonight's show. Everyone's got to be professional, so I'm just going to say people. But I want to ring all of these people and all of these people associated with the NYACC, and I want to ask them on the show exactly what the score is. I'm going to say to them, right, I'm from the UK. I want to know exactly what your job is. And at the end of the day, the stories that I've heard and the accusations that I've heard is not acceptable. And I want somebody to go in there and confirm to me that this is actually the case and that this place is actually okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to see pictures and everything. Because at the end of the day, and I've got to say to those people that have just fallen upon the show that didn't know anything about this, you guys, the taxpayers, are actually paying for this.
That's it. That's exactly right. And people need to see this and start saying something. This is where you want your tax dollars, killing these animals? I mean, you know, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. And the city should really step down from the position. And also, there are plenty of volunteers that have more knowledge about animal care and than what this board has. You know, they know nothing on animals. Risa Weinstock, she's a lawyer, you know, and that's going to be another detour down the road because now the shelter has a lawyer representing her then. But, you know, she has no animal knowledge. She probably doesn't even have an animal, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's experience. None of the people on the board are experienced with animal. There might be one that had somewhat of a connection with an animal something somewhere down the line, I think I read. But it's not good. It's really not good. And before the Board of Health had it, it was the Parks and Recreation, which probably have more knowledge of wildlife or something, opposed to the Board of Health. You know, they the whole thing just needs, and that's the other thing, Sue. You know, people are saying backyard breeders, neutering and spaying and everything. Yes, that's something, but we need to focus on the ACC because it's two separate things, and the ACC does not do the right thing. Even when they do adoptions, they don't check references, they don't check landlords, and how many dogs are returned from the ACC, you know.
Yep.
Do you
know what, though, and I've said this to quite a few, Joanna, I can sort of agree to disagree with you on that. If we'd have actually got a spay and neuter program in, right, and
right.
I'll extend this little rant, okay, if we'd got a spay and neuter program in every single country, in every single part of the whole world,
yes,
we wouldn't have the ACC so full as it is, and we wouldn't have such a bigger problem.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Everybody complains about the ACC. We complain about all these people, okay, and all these different rescues and all this rubbish that goes around it. But at the end of the day, there's one group of people that could actually change every single thing that all of us animal advocates actually are fighting for.
Right.
And
again, though, but
if we actually got the government to change these laws.
Exactly.
And actually said, right, you have to get spayed and neutered. You have to have certain regulations on shelters and everything. If you rehome from a shelter, you have to get them spayed and neutered. Otherwise, you're going to have another six ones have got to go back in the shelter system because that owner went and rehomed them to six idiots that didn't know how to look after them. And
exactly.
Here we are again. It's just a vicious circle. Okay, we've got 60 cats that were killed in one night. Let's be realistic. In, say, 2 years' time, that could easily be 300, 400 if all of these cats and all these dogs are going to be breeding. And we're going to be tripling it and doubling it and everything else it.
Yes.
100 times over because we haven't got the spay and neuter part in.
Now, the thing is, like I said, like we're concentrating on the ACC. But the breeding and the spaying and neutering and the trap and release programs, that should be more of each state's policies. And it's up to the state to do that. Now, the ACC has programs for, again, spaying and neutering, and also they are supposed to ask, is there anything, when they surrender an animal, is there any kind of financial needs or anything that they could offer? And that's one thing, and also they're supposed to tell the people that are bringing the animals in that it's a kill shelter. I don't know if they do it to everybody that walks in that door. I doubt it because they're always rushed, you know, in a hurry, in a frenzy. And again, it's just the way it's run and their procedures and the policies. It's not good.
Yes.
It's just not good. And and again, like you said, it is a vicious circle. And but where do you start? I mean, you have to question the ACC with the people that come through those doors. Now, it's funny that every dog, well, 99.9% of them are strays, which could be a good thing because that gives the dog 3 days. And the sad part is it, within that 3 days, they catch kennel cough. But if they were to give as just surrender their dog, they could be euthanized as soon as they walked in the door. you know, in the back door. They could be euthanized. But the ACC has a heart, and they usually do give them a week, I would say,
yeah,
or until they
yeah.
get sick. But it is
sure.
a vicious cycle, and where do you begin?
Yeah.
It's just
exactly.
it's crazy.
Has anybody actually done facts and figures, and have we got actually facts and figures for how many, I'm going to say 1,000, are killed at the ACC every year? Have we actually got facts, figures?
Well, I'll tell you.
Sort of
Urgent has, okay, she's on Gone But Not Forgotten, number 85, so you times that by 200. And she started that 3 years ago.
Okay.
So it took 3 years, 85, I'm not good at math. 85 times 200, and that's within 3 years. So
yeah,
we
yeah.
could imagine what the whole thing is.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that, you know, me personally, I'm sitting, and it's quite good for me to be in the UK sometimes because I can sit on the garden fence and look from the outside. And with me, I'm wanting to look deeper. I want to know facts, figures. But I want to, like, I'm going to actually get in touch with them, and I'm going to ask them for a copy of their policies because I'm intrigued to know what sort of policies could possibly run that place.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, who put those policies together? Who's controlling them policies? Who's actually making sure that those policies are actually in place? Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
With policies, you have to have them updated every single year. Well, it's no good updating a policy that you're not adhering to in the first place.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've got to say, I will be doing another show where I'm actually calling these people directly, literally from the show, because then it'll be recorded, and I will tell them that they are on the show and, you know, and everything. And I do expect them to put the phone down. But let me just say to everybody, when people put the phone down to me, that just means that you've got something to hide. And
that's right.
where I'll just step it up a gear again. And I will get all of you just to start writing letters to certain places and everything. And this is where people can do things. And it's a case of, you know, if you can't go to the protest, you can share the links. You can add people to the events and everything. But also, it also means that you can ring, you can write and everything. We'll block the phone lines one day, and before everybody jumps on me, I don't mean where we're rescuing from, I mean other phone lines to their offices. I don't mean where these dogs and cats are being rescued from. I don't want to put any in a position where we can't rescue them because the phone lines are hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've got to say to everybody, you know, we've just got to draw the line somewhere, John. It's got to... We've got to up this gear. It's okay saying we need to save this dog tonight because it's on the endangered list. Yes, but the trouble is we save that one tonight and we've still got the other two that are going to fill this space in tomorrow night.
Yep.
And we've got the other 10 that are going to fill in next week.
Yep.
Somewhere we've got to say, okay, we've got to still share these dogs and everything, but we've got to step it up a gear and stop this from happening every week.
Right. And that's the thing, too, Urgent Part 2, she has a plea, and I've been posting it, that now, especially July and August, we all know about August, and even half of September, it's like a dead season. Everybody's away, fosters are gone, rescues are overwhelmed, the intakes are so high, and again, the killings are very high. And they are, I mean, the shelter, they can't refuse any kind of animal that walks through there. Maybe a giraffe. They can't refuse it.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. And one more thing, Sue. They, when I mentioned if they ever cleaned up their act and sanitized that whole place down and closed it and reopened, that would force them to build the two shelters that are needed in
yeah.
you know, each borough. I mean, Queens
yeah.
and the Bronx alone, how many hundreds of thousands of people live there, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, the animals.
Exactly. It's a shame that we can't also, and this maybe sounds a bit daft, but we need to promote as well the other rescues that are surrounding, so that people that literally are on Facebook that have got a dog in New York, instead of taking it to the ACC, we give them another avenue.
Yes. Yes. Urgent actually has a number also posted with that. Maybe somebody could. Tabby, if you're listening, could you get that number? and the name. And again, she's asking for donations you know, donations for money to do this with the group that she's with.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it. But, you know, again, with the dogs being sick and also, you know, for kennel, you know, and that's the other thing, too. Is that the right thing to do, is take a dog, you know, save a life and put him in a kennel? I mean, a lot of dogs don't do well in kennels. You know,
exactly.
It's just crazy. And maybe we should try getting at the protest. Maybe we can get, like, a roster for fosters. You know, we could have people sign up and see, you know, if they could do long-term, short-term, any kind, anything helps.
Maybe like market research is what we're missing, isn't it? It's like we're filling these links up with all these different people saying, I can. We almost need it where we've got it more organized so that we've like got a foster group. Okay.
Right.
And every time we need a fosterer, we say, right, here's a dog, who can foster? But it's just foster people in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is also, I mean, you could foster, but, you know, we have to go to adoption days. You know, we have to be more involved in that way, too, because, I mean, the dog could be in foster and kennel for how many years? You know, and then the dog adapts to the kennel life, and that's not good either, you know, because they're not socialized and, you know, unless, you know, the kennels, like, upstate and up in New Hampshire and everything, they're nice kennels, opposed to, you know, the city kennel. And that's another thing that's needed, too. A lot of rescues that pull the dog with the kennel cough, you know, a lot of fosters have other animals, and they can't, you know, they need isolation. So, you know, an isolation kennel would be ideal, you know, for the rescues. Because that's another issue. There's not many isolation places. Even at the vet's office, they don't have isolation places.
Exactly.
You know, and vets don't want an infected animal there. So, again, it's just a cycle.
Another vicious circle.
Yeah, it really is.
Definitely.
It really, really
Definitely.
Is. And well, again, it's just sad that, you know, these great adoptable dogs, you know, animals are dying. They're just dying. And then the cages that they have the cats in, it's like a trapped cage. You know, they have no room. There's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know,
exactly.
They can't even turn around. I mean, it's ridiculous. And also the ACC did stop getting cats on the streets. They, like, closed their eyes. They were told to do that. So, you know, with the intake. And also, they do kill a lot of kittens there because it takes away from the older cats. So, you know.
See, this is the thing. If they're saying they're going to shut their eyes, and I'm going back to spay and neuter part, if they're shutting their eyes and these cats are wandering on the streets, then we've got a bigger issue coming up very shortly because that one kitten has grown up into a big cat. The other tomcats just got with them, and here we've got another load of kittens that are coming up.
That's right.
And this is like I say, the spay and neuter is a big problem as well.
That's right. And why can't the ACC, you know, the same thing that they have for courses for fostering and volunteering? Why can't they have trap and release programs to train people to trap and release?
Exactly.
I mean, is that a right thing to do? I mean, I would think so, because the animals that are brought into the ACC have a better chance on the streets. I mean, really.
Exactly.
You know, they come in healthy and they end up sick. It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's not right. And the whole thing is just sad.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And again, we need people in the streets. It does make a difference. It makes a hell of a difference because, again, any time protests are there, a handful does not matter. We need hundreds. We need to, you know, close down the street, the streets. We have to be there. Have to.
Yep.
And New Yorkers need to really, really come together. And if people want to come from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, let's get buses. We, you know, carpool, you know, just ask.
Exactly.
And let's see what
exactly.
we could do.
Yeah.
You know, we could arrange
it. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
To the next caller. And thank you so much. Big hugs from the UK. And, again, keep in touch, and we'll have another show very soon.
All right, honey. And hugs back
okay.
from Yonkers. We love you, too. And thank you so much
you
for everything you
Catch
do.
You. Cheers, love. Big thumbs up. Catch you soon.
All right, so take care.
Ciao, love. Bye-bye. Right, while I'm just very quickly going through the phone lines, I'm just going to have a very short, a very, very short song. Hold on a minute. When I find it. This is one of my little tunes. I love this tune. It's only a minute long, and I just love it. So I'll be back in just a moment.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make,
and welcome back to the Ask Sue show with the New York Warriors. And we're talking about the New York ACC. I do apologize for that slight delay there. I needed to check my phone because I thought the battery was going out, and I was right, so good job I did. I hope everybody's all okay. A big shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Thank you very much to those that are sending me messages as well. I really appreciate that. And I've just got to say, it is my pleasure to do the show tonight. So please, by all means, get in touch. Everybody, if you want to call into the show, it's 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. And I want to go straight to the phone lines because we have another caller. Area code 717. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, am I on?
You are indeed. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, my name's Crystal, and Sue, I love your show. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for having us. I am the administrator for the PA Warriors, and I would like to tell all of them, if they need a ride to the rally on the 21st, that I will be providing transportation, whether it's a small bus, a big bus, whatever, they need to contact me. They can get a hold of me at the PA Warriors. And I'll be doing pickup from Central PA all the way to the New Jersey line.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you definitely need a big hug from the UK, don't you, to be fair? But also, could you sort a plane out from the UK over to you?
I could work on it. If you would like to come over, I can see what I can do, Sue.
I honestly would like to say to everybody that I would not need a microphone for the front. But, you know, I've done so much work as far as the US, and I would love to come over. But not just for the fact of obviously supporting everybody, but I would love to see where I'm actually talking about. Because, as you can all imagine, I've not seen these places, you know, and it's quite funny. Myself and Kathy are on the phone every day, and we're talking about all these different places and everything. And the trouble is, it's like I'll say, well, can't we sort such and such out in this place? And she'll go, Sue, do you really like something? I said, what? She went, that's a state. It's massive. It's not a little village.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And the thing is, you know, I've never been to New York. So, you know, it's like when Joanne was just saying, you know, it's there's thousands of people in New York. And then I'm looking and I'm thinking, we've got a protest and it's a few hundred. And I really want to shout to everybody and say, why? Why is there only a few hundred? Why are the New Yorkers not going out there with posters? You know, why not putting letters through doors? And why not filling up these newspapers? You know, why aren't we doing a collection to do an advert to go in the papers, or a collection to do a big billboard so it goes right up there? I know, and for everybody who says, oh, well, that costs a lot of money, people are putting a lot of money into these posts where we're trying to save these dogs every day.
Right, and I do know that Urgent Part 2 has started a poster campaign for Subways, and they are putting up posters. I think that's a big part of the problem. They're not aware of the atrocities that are happening.
Exactly.
In the shelters, and that's part of our mission, too, to inform the public, to make them aware, to get them out to the streets. And also the housing laws that have come into effect. They're affecting so many dogs now because the poundage has been lowered. I don't know whether it's 20 or 25. So, of course, in New York, most of the people rent. And when you rent and you have a dog that's already been okayed and now all of a sudden you're told your dog weighs too much, it's either you're evicted or the dog has to go to the pound, this is creating a massive problem up there. And, you know, something has to be done to change those housing rules that were, you know, put into effect by the city.
Yep, exactly.
So many people are giving up their family pets and that, you know, you can only try to give them away, you know, to homes. But if everybody's under that band, where do you go with them?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it's a sad, sad situation. So, I mean, there's a lot of work that has to, be done to change not only the laws, but to bring awareness to the people.
Exactly.
And that's our mission. That's what we're out to do.
Yep. And the trouble is with manpower, with man and woman power, you need, obviously, to have the bodies. And just anything. It doesn't matter if you can type letters, design posters, make a website, or whatever you can do. Every single person has got their place. This is where everybody does really need to connect.
Right. And that's what we do, too. And I know our warrior sisters were out papering the town over the weekend, handing out flyers to bring awareness. And the people they were talking to have no idea that this is being done. I mean, tax money was allotted years ago to build two more shelters. I believe one was in the Bronx and one was in Queens. That money's spent. Nobody can account for it. The shelters aren't built. Why were they not built? And people's tax money is paying to murder adoptable pets. And, you know, and another thing, why doesn't the ACC, they say they do everything they can to find placement for these pets. Well, here in Pennsylvania, our Humane Society and our shelters, they have adoptions right out in front of their facility on weekends.
Yep.
They bring the pets out, and, you know, people can see them. They interact. I've never seen that done at the ACC. The animals are kept in cages, and over three-quarters of them aren't even viewable by the public. It's like, why?
Yep. Exactly.
But they won't answer questions, so, you know.
Exactly. This is where I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I can push it a bit. I'm not saying that I'm going to be able to sort it. I'm saying, you know, I'll ask the questions, maybe with a UK accent. It might be a little different from hearing American voice all the time. I don't know, but it's worth a go.
It is worth a try. And I want to make sure here the other ones that are on hold have a chance to talk, but I just wanted to give a shout out to the PA Warriors and let them know transportation is provided. There's no excuse. If you're tired of saying rest in peace and it's so sad, get your butt to an area where I can pick you up and stand for the animals. We have to be their voice.
Well, I would like to say, I think everybody will agree in the chat room, what an angel. You know, we need more. We need transporters of people for a change, not the dogs.
Exactly. Exactly. And love you, Sue. You keep up everything you're doing. You're a fantastic person.
Thank you so much, Crystal. And please, if I haven't got you on my Facebook already, please add me after the show.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
then.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you ever so much.
You
Cheers.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, this is when I... I had a very unprofessional moment then. I muted myself. Muting Ask Sue isn't a good thing. I was just about to, and it'll teach me, because I was just about to do a public health warning because we've got somebody that's, how can I put this, positive, who's very much an advocate, who obviously we all know as the voice for the voiceless. And, of course, yes. Oh, except she's just disappeared. Laura, quickly, I was promoting you. Call back in quickly. If anybody else would like to call in, please do. We'll get Laura back on in just a second. Let me just try for... Hi, is that Emma? Hello? No, okay, that one doesn't want to work. Okay, that's fine. That was a bit of a disaster. Laura, call back in quickly. If anybody else wants to call in, all of you, please, the phone number's there, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Okay, give us a call in. Let's put a message in the chat room. Anybody wants to give a shout out, put a message in the chat room. If I miss it, please repost it. Do you know what I mean? Because it's quite fast on the old chat there as well. Nice to see everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody is all okay and enjoying the show. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com as well. Laura, please try and again. Let's see if we can get you back in. Obviously, a few problems. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's Laura's end or my end. Laura, please give us a call back in, love. So if anybody else wants to call in, 347-327-9694. We've had some excellent people already on from the New York Warriors. If you've not already joined the event on Facebook, all of the links will be going into the Ask Sue Show group straight after the show. They're also in the chat room as well. I'm sure Tabitha and all of them will be putting it in as well. So please give us a shout out. I just want to say to everybody, we've had some fantastic shows of recent. We have got Eddie Cintron coming on tomorrow about the dogs being shot by the police as well. And I know that a lot of you are very upset about that as well. So by all means, give us a call with that as well tomorrow night. That's with Eddie Cintron. Right, I'm going to try and call Laura. Just one second. Nothing like live radio, is there? You all missed it, I know. Hold a minute, let me see. Let me just see if this is Laura. I probably rung the wrong number now, haven't I?
Hello?
Hello, is this Laura?
Yes.
Hello, darling, how are you doing?
Hi, Sue.
Sorry.
I recognize your voice.
Don't be telling me it's all posh, because it can't be. How
well,
are you doing?
Are we on air?
We are indeed.
Thanks. I've been on hold for like an hour. I don't know if I'm behind, I'm lagging on my on the show or what, but everybody's talking about music. I'm like, what music are we talking about here? Because I'm not hearing music.
Oh, no, we had just a one-minute tune, that was all.
You did. See, now I think that I'm listening to another show or something. I have no idea what's going on, but I do have some input. I don't. I truly don't. I'm like, I think I'm listening to the right show. Anyways, thank you for calling me. I definitely wanted to call in and touch point on a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where to start? On September 21st, Manhattan, ACC, 110th Street, between 1st and 2nd Ave, between 2 and 4, there's going to be a protest. Protesting everything that we're talking about here today, everything that everybody gripes about every day, all we hear is blah, blah, blah. Well, here's your chances. I'm going to tell you how you can help. I'm from Connecticut. It's a three-hour ride for me to go there. I can't always just jump in the car and go to every protest. I can't attend a lot of things that go on. Do I do my best? Yes. Have I been? Yes. Have I been to those protests? Absolutely. And I am willing to do anything it takes. First being... I started an event, well, we, as in the Warrior, first of all, I'm a Connecticut Warrior. those New York Warriors, those California Warriors, those Massachusetts Warriors. I am the Connecticut Warrior, and I am willing to put together a rideshare. I have an SUV that fits at least six to eight people. I'd like to get Massachusetts and Connecticut people who want to go, but yet can't. Like, I spent $50 on a bus ticket to go to New York for one protest. I drove to New York myself. It's $100. So, I realize that times are tough for everybody right now, but if we all just put our minds together and put our what we have to offer together, we can do this. And I have a vehicle that will fit 6 to 8 people, and we can ride share to go to the protest. There's no reason people shouldn't be showing up. We're going to have ride shares, you know, in different states. We're going to set up ride shares for each state, or if not, like Connecticut, Massachusetts is pretty small, so we can get one. Even me, I can fit enough people. We could ride share and go down there. It'll cost you $15, $20 if we all pitch in together and go. There's no excuse. In numbers, we are greater. Yeah. We need to start supporting each other and supporting each other's events, protests, anything that we're doing, and join together. Like, I have my things going on, like this event. It's called Mayor Bloomberg, Take the Challenge. We want Mayor Bloomberg to go in and work at the ACCNC for one day. You know, I think if we could get him in there to do this for one day, okay, and whatever, whoever his sidekicks are, whoever, one day, go in there. You're the boss. Go in there and start seeing what really goes on. Don't say, oh, hey, I'm going to be there Wednesday. Can you, you know, fit me in? No, just show up and see what the truth is, because there are dogs dead on the floor, you know, at times.
Yep.
There are animals, you know, cats and dogs that have broken limbs that go untreated. I mean, so that was my passion. I want to see the boss get in there himself, take off his suit coat and roll up his sleeves and go in there and see for himself what really goes on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my passion. I expect everybody to join it. Also, I'm involved with the New York Warriors. These are women, some of the greatest women that I know in rescue that have put together this protest for September 21st. You know, let's ride share together. Let's get there. Let's support them. If you're in New York, Connecticut, the surrounding towns, okay. If you're in California, we get that. But at the same time, you know, even people in California have a part they can play. You know, like with my event, I'm trying to post on my event the different wrongs that these animals have suffered. So if you know of an animal that has suffered needlessly in this animal control, I'm not trying to just direct this at this animal control. New York City animal control and care is not my main focus. Is it right now? Yes, I believe that New York is, there's millions of people there with millions of dollars, and if we can change it there, we can change it anywhere. And my other thing is, Sue, you're in the UK, okay?
Yep.
This is your tribute to the United States of America's animals. And I have a very good friend. Her name's Anna. And I haven't spoken to her for a while, but, you know, she taught me something. She told me how UK is with their animals. And they don't have the trouble the United States does. And I thank you, I applaud you for being interested and caring from the UK about our animals.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You care more about our animals than the mayor of New York City. You know, thankfully have an animal control and care here in Enfield where I live in Connecticut that they put down maybe 4 dogs a year. I'm very blessed. So I go reach out to Lake New York City where they don't have everything that we have here. And we don't have the overwhelming amount of dogs and cats being surrendered. So I just want to say thank you. That's your part. We all, in numbers, we are greater. I don't care where you're from, who you are, how much money you have, what kind of jeans you wear, what purse you carry. Because honestly, that don't matter to me. What matters to me is that you care and you're going to take a minute. We all take a lot of minutes out of our day to share these dogs, but that's not cutting it. And cats, sorry. That's not cutting it. We have to start thinking outside the box. And that's what you're doing with your show tonight. That's what I'm doing with my event. That's what the New York Warrior Sisters are doing with their protest on September 21st. And we all start needing to be united. We need to unite and conquer this. In numbers, we are greater. So that was one of my points I wanted to touch on tonight.
Well,
I wanted to give a shout out to our brother Sinister.
I'm just privately inboxing him while we're talking, and I'm telling him to get his call in. So hopefully after you, he'll call in.
I sure hope he does. He couldn't wait any longer. I think the last speaker went on, so he had other things to do. And I pray to God he comes on and he has a few minutes to come on in.
He's still in the chat room. I mean, and him are going to be talking after the show. For anybody who knows about mine and Sinister's past, I just want to say to everybody that, you know, at the end of the day, and this is what I said, Laura, before, I don't know if you heard, but I said to everybody, you know, egos have got to be put to the side. This is about uniting. This is not about anybody individually. It's about working as a team. And I'm going to say this rant again. It doesn't matter if you can go to the protest, go to the protest. If you're in New York, you haven't got an excuse. You need to get there. Don't bother sharing and saying, oh, well, I care. If you're actually in New York and you can't be bothered to go, because that's not acceptable. The other thing is share the events, add people to the events. Even if they go, you know, they look at it and they click no. If you add all of your friends to that event and 50% of people stay, we've still gained 50%.
Okay, and like I said, I'd like to give a shout out to Sinister right now. He is a man of New York City who walks the streets every day, who uses money out of his own pocket. And you know what? He wrote a song, Broken Silence, for Lennox. And I don't know how many people know that, but you know what? This man has great talent, and he is so crushed by being involved in the animal rescue world and being made promises. We're not making him any promises. We're just asking him to be our brother right now. And he is. He has joined our force. He will be there for us full fledged, and I have no doubt about it. He's very talented, as many of the animal rescue world. We all have our place in animal rescue. We all have our talents. He goes out every day and he feeds animals in New York City that otherwise probably would not have been fed. He takes money out of his own pocket, and all he asks, he raps. Like I said, go to YouTube, look up Broken Silence and Sinister DiCapo. He wrote that song for Lennox. He's got the biggest heart, like the rest of us right now. And he has a talent. All he's asking for is 99 cents or a dollar, I think it is, to download that song so he could go out and feed more animals in New York City. So let's give a shout out to Sinister DiCapo.
Do you know what? Can I just say, Laura, that Sinister will be ringing in a minute because I'm going to really severely tell him off in the chat room if he doesn't.
Put off his phone, Sue, because I already know what happened. And you know what?
Yeah. You know what? Let me just tell everybody as well, and Sinister will agree with this. I was one of the first to get Sinister songs on my radio. And let me just tell you now, and I can prove, right, I have still got Sinister's song on my radio, and it has been on here. Here we go. Let me just play a little clip.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, my friend.
So,
how many gotta die before you realize you're killing? The world's a fool place, we're surrounded
that's
by villains. Who could count the politicians start from the top?
Right,
that's
so
sinister.
Excuse me, everybody, but I had got him on ages ago. I was the one that was promoting my...
I know, I remember. If you don't remember, I was one of those people that was there that day.
Exactly.
You know, we all supported each other, and we need to come back together because one person cannot tear us apart. We won't let it happen. We will keep fighting, and that's it.
Exactly.
It was one person who came between us, and it's not happening again.
But let me just tell everybody this, and this is what I've got to say about the New York Warriors, about the Ask Sue show, about Sinister, about all of us. There is no I in team.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I see we all say I a lot, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's we, and I see that too.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, so another point I wanted to make is these dogs that are being put down for being sick, you know, with this kennel cough, which is nothing more than a cold. I've had more than one, more than two, more than three dogs in my home from Connecticut all the way to New York City, or that came from Connecticut or New York City, with this kennel cough. It is nothing more than a cold, and it's not anything that can't be treated within a day or two with the proper medication. I believe it's doxycycline. That's no excuse. No excuse to put a dog down for having kennel cough. Sorry. So when you put on your gone but forgotten or not forgotten on that they die from being sick, try something else because that's not freaking working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All of it is just one big, massive, vicious circle of things that just people, it's got to change. It can't carry on as it's going. And it's told me that...
Well, you know, the thing is we all know it needs to change, but it's about time we start talking about why and how it needs to change. Not, you know what, I'm sick and tired of hearing it's got to change, Sue. Sorry, but I want to hear why and how it can change.
Absolutely.
Time to make a change. And I think one of the big things is Mayor Bloomberg take the challenge. Go to that event. Let's ask him, get him in there, that these dogs and cats who have a cold, let him put one of them down. Let him get behind the desk and answer a phone call from someone who wants to adopt one of these animals and then let him go behind the doors that day and put a needle in their arm.
Yeah.
You know, something needs to go over that anymore. I just don't want to hear. I want to hear what we can do to make a change. The petitions aren't working. I think on the protest, absolutely. If you can get 10,000 people, I mean, there's millions. How many animal advocates are there right now? Right?
Absolutely.
How many? Roundabout figure.
Oh, I would like to know.
Yeah, there's thousands and thousands. How many animal advocates are in New York? I know only about five of them signed my petition.
Yep.
Okay, we need to start asking people, stop talking about it and bitching about it, because I'm getting really sick and tired of hearing the bitching and the complaining. Okay,
yep.
You want to do something, sign a petition for your own state, your own mayor. Get on the street. Protest. And that doesn't mean you have to act like an idiot. Just hold a sign that says, Mayor Bloomberg, take the challenge. Whoever. You know what I mean? I'm in Connecticut. I'm learning all this on my own. New Yorkers, get up, make a stand. It only takes a minute, maybe one day. Get up and make a stand. People from Connecticut, UK, Pennsylvania, we're all doing it. You get up and do it now.
Yep. Exactly. And then this is the thing. It's like I've said before, you're absolutely right. It's got to be where teamwork, and it's got to be where people all connect. And even people in the UK, and I've got to say, we have got some fantastic UK people in the show, in the chat room tonight, and they do loads for the US. And I'm not being funny, but, you know, people will say to me, oh, you should keep your nose out of the US. Excuse me? No, I shouldn't have to. I'm not moving out of the US. I'm sat in the UK, and I'm doing what I can do. And when it comes to me exposing a couple of places in the UK, I would hope that the US people will help me to expose them too. And trust me, there is a one big charity in the UK that I will be exposing very, very soon, and I'm hoping US people will help me too.
Well, you know, Sue, we work day and night. People like you, me, Barbara, Tabitha, and I know there's others out there, but we're, I mean, it's not easy to set up these radio shows. It's not easy to set up these events. It's not easy to set up the petitions, especially when you have rescue dogs of your own. I'm in Connecticut, and I have rescue dogs from New York in my home.
Yep.
Okay? It's not easy. So we feel like if we do all this work and we find the words and we find the time to make these petitions, to start these radio shows, we find the people to call in. You know, this just doesn't happen. You have to make it happen. So what I think you and I and Tabitha and Barbara from New York Warriors are getting frustrated at is, okay, we've set it up. Can you please help us now? We're asking you. We're here. We're on our knees. We're begging you for your support. You know, it's like Mayor Bloomberg, take the challenge event that I've got people in the maybe page. Do you think or the maybe box, do you think I want to see people in the maybe box? It's yes or no. It's a virtual event. All you have to do is say, we challenge you, yes. We challenge you, Mayor Bloomberg, to volunteer one day at the ACNC. That's it. It's not like you have to show up personally. You just have to say yes. You're going. And then share it. Sign the petition. It takes 10 minutes to do what we're asking you to do. How long did it take me to set it up? How long does it take you to do this show? Hours. And then hours every day afterwards.
I still
spend hours every day on this event. And I know you spend hours on the show.
And this is the thing, it's like people have a go, you know, and they say about the show and stuff, but what they don't realise is, you know, it's like this week I have done a show about, I'm doing a show about dogs being shot by police, I've done a psychic show, I've done Howard's show, and I've done all these different ones. Them shows don't just, I don't just set the link up and then people call in. I have to talk to these people, I have to talk about loads of different things. So at the end of the day, I don't know everything about the ACC and all of that, but I ask people to come on that do know, and that's how we do it. And that's what it's all about. It's about connecting. That's why I'm going to say to everybody right now, put all of your Facebook profiles into the chat room, every single one of you, because we all need to connect. And this is what's missing, Laura, is people are trying to keep people to themselves. No, you. Everybody needs to add everybody. Facebook makes it hard by doing friend requests and everything. So you've got a chance now to post your profiles into the chat room so you know that every single one of those people are an animal advocate and you can go and add them as a friend. That means that we've just all connected tonight. That is amazing. That's what the animals need. It's called uniting. It's called sharing. It's called you know, being part of something.
At the end of the day, in numbers, we are greater. If it's just a couple hundred, a couple thousand, it's not going to work. We see that now, don't we? I know groups that have 8,000 people on it. And have they managed to change anything? No. It's going to take us all of us, to unite. I don't care if you got 10,000 people on your page. If there's 100,000 animal advocates, which I hope to God there's more, then it's going to take 100,000. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take all of us to unite. Period.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Laura, listen, I'm going to cut you short. I hate to let you go, but I've got a couple of people waiting on hold that I would just want to take as well. But listen,
big
hugs from the UK. Thank you so much for everything you do. I have shared the link into the chat room, but share all the links again for me in the chat room so we can get people connected in there as well.
Okay, everybody, you need to register with Blog Talk Radio so you can join us in chat. I love you, Sue, and good night.
Yeah, good night, love. You look after yourself. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, we've gone down to 19 minutes, so let's go to the next caller. We've got area code 914. Hi, welcome to the show. Hello. No, they're on hold. Now, of course, I'm sorry, but we've got to do a bit of a cheer here. Oh, no, hold a minute. I've pressed the wrong button. Let me find again. Hold on. Dear me, what is going on tonight? Hello, my main man. How are you doing, darling?
Hello.
How are you doing?
This is Mr. DiCapo. How are you doing?
Okay, big hugs from the UK.
Oh, big hugs right back. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you? Long time no hear.
I'm doing okay. It took a little while to catch to call in. I was actually letting the dog, rotating the dogs, and I had to take my heart pills because I have my good days and I have my bad days. But, you know, I am glad to be on the show when the Warriors happen to be one of the best. I met them one time, and I knew just by going to their event that these were people that were genuinely there for the animals. And in 108-degree weather, standing there, towels around us, rescue people giving they saved kittens that were going into the shelter to be killed, bad eye infections, I mean, and they just took them, and, you know, owners were, you know, they saved a couple of dogs' lives that day, actually. And the Warriors are the truth. In when it comes to animal advocates. And me and you have a long history, so, and you know, I won't back someone unless I know that they are 100% legitimate, especially in a hip-hop field where I'm at right now. You know, I'm in a good place, you know, number one on the charts, on SoundClick, the number one song in the country. Which is crazy. But as far as the ACC is concerned, I don't, me and you have been down this road before. I mean, I've told you what it's like in the ACC. It's a jail. It's a prison for dogs. There is no life there for dogs and felines. They are, a healthy dog is brought in, and he's brought in to be made sick, or thrown into a cage to be made sick on purpose so they could destroy the dog. It's all money. It's all politics. I've said this before. New York City will spend $30,000-$40,000 on a piece of shit. Ooh, excuse me, a piece of inmate, a piece of garbage inmate, and in a prison, and because they make money off of that. They'll spend that $40,000 because they'll make $40,000 on that inmate. A lot of people don't realize that prison is big business in New York City. But to save an animal's life and just mercy, but no mercy, kill them is a heartless and it's just unforgivable. You know, it's amazing to me all these people who say that they're going to the protests and they sign up and we're out there and then 10 people show up. Let me tell you something, people. It's time to get off your asses. And I'm keeping it very nice here because I know
Let's just stop for a minute. Everybody, if you're under 18 at this minute, I need the sinister to say as it is, and I'm not being funny. I love Sinister loads, right? And he lets him. My personal thing is sometimes he gets too. His heart is so big and wants to so get it out there that he has to have a few words to join in with it. So Sinister, say as it is, you've got a couple of minutes to say it how it is. I've given him a public health warning.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say anything else. But they need to get off their butts, get to the protests. Don't put that you're going to the protest if you are not going to the protest. It puts the people who are running the protest, not only does it put them out about the numbers of T-shirts that they have to bring and the numbers of water, the free water that they give and stuff like that to the people who come to the protest, it hurts us. And how it hurts us is because we don't have the numbers. New York City and all over the world will never, ever make a dent unless we have the big numbers that we need to put a stop to this. Now, I'm not saying that the people online aren't doing a great job, all the cross-posting and the urgent sites and everything. But our poor baby and, oh, I can't believe this is happening. Please, somebody save them. That don't work. That don't impress anybody. All you do is aggravate guys like me when you do things like that. And you don't want to aggravate a guy like me. So come down to the protest and do what you have to do. You know, it's disgusting. I met a group of women. We had a great photographer. We had a great live streamer. I had more passion, and I am not mentioning any names on here. But let me tell you something. There are so many New York City rescues that are so full of it, have 13,023 pages and do absolutely nothing for a dog. You want to do something for a dog? You want to impress me? Come down to East New York, Brooklyn, where I live. Break up the pit bulls from fighting like I do. Stitch them up. Sew them up, put them back together, and then take them in your home like I do. That'll impress me. Not banquets and benefits and rallies and gatherings and let's sue this one and I'm going to sue that one. You know what? What does that do to save the animals at the end of the day? And as far as the rescues are concerned, your rescues really need to stop dropping the ball, man, because you are call yourselves rescues. Because you are supposed to rescue. If someone calls you and says there's a stray dog on a corner, you are supposed to jump in your car and go rescue that dog. A lot of rescues get paid big bucks, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 pledges, and that's what it takes to pull a dog. Really? Is that what it takes for you to pull a dog? Because if that's what it takes for you to pull a dog, listen, I know the rescues are getting neutering dogs for $45, $50. What do you need $500 to pull a dog for? You should be ashamed of yourself. And we've got rescues out there who don't even have dogs in their rescue and are still collecting chip-ins and all kinds of stuff like that. And you have people like the Warriors that do everything out of their own pockets and the goodness of their hearts. And at the end of the day, you know, we stick together, and we're a close knit family. And you know, I met a bunch of people the first day there. I didn't know what to expect. And when I met them, I just knew that they were all just terrific, tremendous women, and they were just great, man. They were just great. And there is only one rescue I support in New York City, and that's Heavenly Angels. And they are a great rescue in my eyes. I've worked with them many times. I've brought them dogs. I have a good rescue, really, really good friends of mine. And other than that, the conditions that these dogs are living in is disgusting. It's repulsive. And if we don't do something as New Yorkers, shame on us. And New York is so many. There's billions of people in this. In New York City, billions. This is what bothers me. How does 3,000 people sign up to go to a protest and 10, 15 people only show up? Not only is that ridiculous and repulsive, but you're hurting the animals because you're not even giving us a chance. Even, listen, I could scream at the top of my lungs and have another heart attack. It ain't going to make a difference. I'm number one on the charts right now in hip-hop. It don't make a difference. If we don't have the numbers, we are never going to accomplish anything. So with that being said, if you're on Facebook and you're in the New York area on the 21st of September, I believe it's the 21st of September, come on out and support a real group of warriors who care and want to make a difference and save these animals, because the ACC is only interested in one thing. They don't want to adopt out dogs. They want to kill them. And for you people who are bringing your dogs there and surrendering them and still don't know what's going on, because there's a lot of people in New York City that they think they're bringing their dogs to the ACC, and they bring their cats to the ACC, and they're dropping them off, and they're going to be fine. You drop that dog off as an owner's surrender, that dog is being dragged by its neck to the kill room. That's exactly where that dog is going. Don't be an idiot. Think before you bring a dog there. And you know what? Even more, don't be an idiot. Show up to the protests, because we can't do it alone anymore. You know, the other night I found a cat on the side of the road. I picked it up. I mean, I go out every night and feed the stray cats and the dogs, and I comb the neighborhood for dogs. I've adopted quite a few dogs out the last couple of months. It's been really busy for me between the music and all that stuff that's going on. But with that being said, I don't want to take up any more time. I want to thank you for having the organization on the show. You know, we have a history. You were the first person that ever played me on the radio. I don't know if anybody ever, for people who don't know that, but my songs broke on your show. And you know what? A lot more of them will break on your show, hopefully.
Yes.
You know, definitely. And there's, like I said, number one on the charts, people, SoundClick, 99 cents a song. You know, I want to try to get some of the songs up for sale on the Warriors website. I want to speak to Barbara about that. And with that being said, Sue, thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for my time. And thank you for your time, not my time. I get a little bit conceited sometimes. You know, top of the charts, you can't help yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, I've just got to say to everyone, I've just got a slight bum me. I've got to. A kitten that's decided to eat something and he's not very good at the moment. So I'm in a bit stressed and I've got sweat pouring off my head like mad here, wondering what on earth it's at. So, you know, all the stresses and strains of it, you know.
Yes,
but
I know.
Listen, I will be giving you a call after the show. It has been my pleasure to play your songs and everything. And they are asking me in the chat room to play your song. Now, have you got your new song? What is your new song then?
I have a lot of new songs out, hon. A lot of new songs up on the charts. I'm actually going to be doing the song for Trouble. I don't know if you guys know what the story with Trouble is with PetSmart. I'm working with his owner right now, and I'm going to be doing his song against Trouble, for Trouble against PetSmart, and, you know, for his owner. His owner reached out to me, and I'm going to be doing something very, very big with that. And you know, thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for having, you know, go Warriors. You know, we're rocking it. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're the real deal. Not like other people that I'll leave nameless.
Well, it's infinite. Of course, I've got your song still here from way back, and they're asking me in the chat room to please play it. And, of course, that goes without no problems at all. So, Sinister, I really appreciate you calling in tonight, and I will give you a ring after the show as well, and maybe we'll catch up and maybe we can sort some out as well.
Okay, my pleasure, hon. Bye. Warriors, salute. Battle Axe Warriors also, my Battle Axe Warriors, Sons of Sin, Concrete Angels. Peace.
Yeah, good night, Sinister. Cheers, love. Bye-bye. And I've just got to say thank you very much to the New York Warriors. Thank you to everybody that's in the chat room tonight. I really appreciate all of your calls, all of your messages that I've had thanking me for the show. It has been my pleasure tonight. I do apologize to the couple of people that obviously are waiting on the phones, but, of course, we're getting near the end. And I want to play Sinister's song for him as well. This is Broken Silence.
Good night, everybody. And please come and join the Ask Sue Show group as well. I'll speak to you all very soon. Good night.
How many gotta die before you realize you're killing? The world's a cruel place, we're surrounded by villains. Crooked council politicians start from the top. Linux dies for no reason, BSL gotta stop. Alexandra Lightfoot, you can't hide from the truth. The Linux army grows every day we recruit. Disgrace, disgrace, time to know your place. This is sinister, the capital, you'll get shot in the face. Your city council lies, Belfast, take a stand. Your city council would kill every dog in the land. BSL kills innocents, a million dogs die. Pit bulls suffer horribly, I ask the world why. In New York City, they kill about 200 a day. Julie Vice, you're a murderer, exposing you today. Put you in your own cage, live life without nothing. There's a storm coming now, and you know I'm not bluffing. They've been banned by the senators, killed by the government. Every fucking day in the cage is their punishment. Surrounded by bad deeds, surrounded by bad deeds. It's the owners that are bad, why punish a whole breed? Yeah, sinister the capo, Cypress the killer, pit crew rescue, world canine crusade.
They killed 300 animals a day with no remorse. They even break into your home and take your dogs by force. They slam them in the kennel and give them unjust punishment. Smiles on their faces cause these motherfuckers loving this. You really think you can try and justify your cruel ways, your cruel acts? Let's take a look at the facts. You lock them in cages, spray them with maces, shock them with tasers, and gas them in chambers. Lethal injections, you putting them to sleep. Belfast City Council full of lies and deceit. Julie Banks is a murderer too. Don't fall asleep on the ACC. They some unjust creeps. Liars disguised as councils and shelters. They take our animals and they claim that they help us. The only thing they do is take them to a room, lay them down on a slab and send them to a tomb. You muzzle our dogs and then you wanna pretend like you ain't never did a crime against man's best friend. All your dogs segregated rules, all you retarded. I'm ending all these kill shelters, time to finish what they started.
Yeah, all you dog fighters, animal abusers, sinister the capo, Cypress the killer, coming for you. They drag to the kill room, injection in their pores, and they gag till they die, warm body, cold floors. This is more than corruption, more than destruction. There's a war being fought, that's why I keep the clock tucked in. Your whole council commits real perjury. Julie in New York murders with real urgency. You dog fighting bitches, let me count down the hours, cause I got a full clip aiming right for you cowards. Wicked dead, Linux is gone, we want justice for their killing. There's hatred in my heart and it's growing and it's filling. Rockets locked up, we want justice for blood. And if it comes down to it, we're taking blood here for blood. We keep protesting, but you're really not hearing us. Not going anywhere, cause there's just no fear in us. Alexandra Lightfoot, kill with no emotion. So please tell me how this woman got a promotion. You don't neuter your dogs, you don't spay your dogs. 200 dogs die daily and they lay in the morgue. World canine crusade and we going to war. And God forbid I'm the one who comes knocking on your door. Yeah, sinister the capo, Cypress the killer, guards of war, concrete angels, BCC. Let me tell you, you try to shut down my video, it ain't never gonna happen. You can't ever silence me.